Next case is 12,181 Philip and Lorraine Gilson seek variance from the side yard setback requirement for proposed structure, section 115-25 and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Red Oak Drive, approximately 98 feet west of Persimmon Lane in Redwood Development. The 911 address is 17900 Red Oak Drive, Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is district 235, map 24, parcel 128. Specifically, they're requesting a variance of 10 feet for the side yard for the garage, and we did receive one letter in support. That letter is from the president of the Redwood Maintenance Corporation. This letter is to advise that the Redwood Association has reviewed the Gilson variance request to reduce the pond side yard setback from 15 feet to 5 feet for the proposed garage project. This is open space that will never be developed, and the association has no objection to this request. Received no letters in opposition and no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Philip Wilson, 17900 Red Oak Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. If you have any exhibits, you can send them down to Ms. Cornwell.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Uniqueness of the property. We're requesting a side setback reduction from 15 feet to 5 feet. And that's on the pond side for a garage project.
Okay.
Uniqueness of the property is the narrowness of the lot. It's very long and deep, not that wide. Existing trees, which we're trying to remain, keep two trees. They're about 80 years old, and I submitted a picture that shows those two trees, and the entrance will come back in between and snake through those trees. Other unique item is the adjacent to open space, which you can see in the overhead, and I also provided a picture of that as well. Going back to the narrowness of the lot, the pool location is restricted due to the septic drainage field, and to maintain the 10-foot setback before the concrete can start, and then the pool that's moving towards the pond area. So, so without the 5-foot setback, we go with the 15. That now pushes the garage towards the pond, and that only allows us 2 feet, which I believe that's kind of a safety issue as well. You can see in the survey, it actually shows a porch, and that porch is 10-foot. Proposed 10-foot, and there's 2 foot from the edge of that. So if we move that over, there's no more porch, and now the garage is 2 feet from the pool. Cannot otherwise be developed due to the garage space requirements and the purpose of doing the garage. There's deed restrictions. You can't have boats outside or projects, so that's the purpose of the garage, to keep these things inside. And maintain harmony in the neighborhood. Also, the pool location, back again to the maintaining the 10-foot side setback. The septic drainage field is driving the whole issue. I kind of made that point before. So sorry for repeating the same point.
Excuse me.
Not created by the applicant. The septic field was existing when the house was built in 2006. And we've already reduced the size of the pool and the design of the pool. We did have a different, like an oval-shaped lake type, and with this issue, we had to go back to just a rectangular. So we've had already made some concessions there to try and maintain as best we can. And obviously, narrowness of the lot was not created by the applicant. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it actually may enhance the character in regards to the visual placement of the garage in relation to the house, as well as the driveway. Here again, I submitted a picture. You can see if you come straight into the driveway, it's kind of hard to see. I think I have it marked 5 foot and then the 15 feet. Where if it's the 15, the garage entrance starts sitting behind that big oak tree there. The association has already approved the proposal. Ms. Cornwell already mentioned that. And then the minimum variance, we're requesting 15 to 5. I put 17 or 7.6 as a minimum, but we would like to go to the 5 if possible. And there's also, I submitted a picture of open space there, so you can see from the entranceway, the pond area, open space area, which will never be built upon.
Okay. You have a shed that's not permanent. I take it it's going to be moved?
It's just on, it's not permanent. It's sitting on the pavers.
Is it going to be moved?
It wasn't.
Okay. I don't know that it's in violation. I was curious as to why it wasn't.
It's not a permanent structure.
It's more than 5 feet from the property line. Is it under 600 square feet?
That there is no issue with the shed that is located in the rear of the property.
And what would be the reason that the garage couldn't be behind the pool and within the setback?
Drive all the way past the pool, you mean?
I understand that you want the pool near the house, but you're talking about a garage for
The pool's installed now. We submitted this 3 months ago, and we did the proper permits for the pool, and the pool is installed now. I actually have another picture if you want to.
My question is, you can't install the garage and porch behind the pool towards the back of the property line where you have more space?
No, because there's a pool. There's the power, all the filters and stuff is back behind.
On the back side of the pool?
Yes. I have a picture I can show you. Thank
you.
I have that on my iPad if that's hard to look at. But that gives you a better idea, and you can see the pool equipment back there.
Okay. Other questions for members of the board?
I think also aesthetically, there's a 50-foot, buffer that we have to maintain, so it could not really go back that far.
Okay. So you got trees back there, too. I see you got some trees back in there.
All the way in the back?
Yeah.
Yes, there's the 50-foot buffer as well as an empty lot behind us.
Those trees on your property or already on the buffer?
The 50 feet of the trees are on my property.
Okay.
Did you mention there was some electric you wanted us to see on this picture? I thought you said there was an electric in the
If you look at the pool equipment, it's the filter, okay. There's electrical.
Okay, I see it now. Okay, thank you.
It's kind of hard to see. It's in the
Yeah, place. I see it now. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's actually going to be that's going to be hidden by the proposed garage?
Correct.
I got you.
And then there's pine trees on the pond side, which will actually hide that as well as most of the garage.
Okay. No other questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp?
I have no question.
Is there anyone here in favor of the application? There's one hand. Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve case number 12,181. The size and shape make it difficult and unique. The variance is necessary to enable the use of the property. It was the only way that they can make it work without causing hardship. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood and will not impair adjacent properties. It's a minimum of the variance that will afford relief. It's modification.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Calloway.
Aye.
The reasons have been stated.
Aye for the reason.
Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too, for the reasons have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.